you. I'm very interested in the topic of this show and the concept of motherhood as a woman. And I want, this has been also the main topic of the gender debate. And so I was wondering, the question is, gender debate is about considering motherhood unborn in the woman, or considering motherhood like a relationship growing. Where do you see motherhood personally? As something which is due to women, or something which becomes true inside within a relationship?
Well, it's a very, very difficult thing to be a woman in this world still, because it is still a men's world. And they've organized in such a way so that they still have many problems as human beings, of course. Men have many problems as well. But it's made in such a way that maybe it's easier for logical minds like that. And then we're not really exactly logical. I'm not saying in detrimental sense. I'm saying that we have a different kind of way of dealing with things. And I think that that is very difficult for men to understand. And of course, it's very difficult for us to understand men's problems as well. I mean, they have problems too. And I think that one of the reasons that it's so difficult is because women are put in a position of loneliness, because to have give birth to a child is an enormous, enormous thing. And it's not being discussed like that, because I think the male society was very scared about what we have to go through, the suffering we have to go through. So that path was kind of like swept under the rug, and motherhood was just adored, and there was an accolade of motherhood, and how beautiful it is, and how glorifying it is for women to have kids. And it just isn't true. And so we have to tell the society and the world how difficult it is to have a child just at 9 months and having a baby. It's a very difficult thing. And then after that, you know, they understand that. And of course we have to get together and make the situation easier. Only by understanding it makes it easier. And so it's not a terrible situation. But when women would have a child, she has to really think if she wants to go through that. And just as men would think, if he wants to get married and have children and all that, because that's a hard, very hard thing to do too. So we have to, the both sexes will have to become wiser again, and then understand each other. And if they still want to go through with it and love each other so much that it's going to be okay, you know, then it's okay. But it's almost, it could break a relationship. That's bad. That's how bad it is. Thank you.
Allora, la domanda riguardava il senso della maternità e quel fatto che anche i gender studies hanno toccato questo punto, e se la maternità è qualcosa che va scelto oppure che è insito nella donna, non è, insomma. E Yoko Ono ha risposto che le donne hanno una mente forse leggermente diversa, forse non caratterizzata dalla logica che è tipica della mente maschile. D'altra parte anche i maschi, anche gli uomini hanno delle grandi difficoltà, uomini e donne hanno difficoltà differenti, è molto importante comprendersi reciprocamente, pur appunto da posizioni di differenza. Certamente le donne sono state messe a lungo in una posizione di debolezza, le società hanno avuto oltretutto paura della sofferenza implicita nell'avere bambini. La figura della madre, la figura della maternità è sempre stata glorificata e considerata come il massimo della felicità, ma tutto questo non è vero, è una lettura che cancella la parte di enorme sofferenza che sta nell'attendere 9 mesi il bambino, nel dare vita al bambino e anche nel fatto che una relazione tra maschio e femmina può rompersi dopo la nascita di un bambino. È una cosa estremamente difficile e dolorosa la scelta di avere un bambino. Quindi le cose possono andare meglio solo attraverso una reciproca comprensione, attraverso un grande amore reciproco, appunto, che riesca a fungere da elemento capace di superare tutti questi aspetti di sofferenza e di incomprensione reciproca.
Ok, altre question?
Domande?
Vorrei chiedere una cosa. Volevo sapere se l'epoca attuale, che è sempre più fitta di rapporti, è sempre più densa di flussi, è dominata anche da linguaggi come quello televisivo, che produce degli spettacoli che a volte sembrano delle parodie della performance. Ecco, la performance classica, diciamo quella che nasce da Fluxus, possa avere ancora una forza straniante rispetto al contesto, cioè la capacità di creare un intervallo e di creare attenzione verso di sé.
He would like to know, do you want to translate yourself?
Yes.
He would like to know if nowadays, in a period in which relationships are so invasive and
complex,
complex and also much more in numbers,
ininterrupti, diciamo,
and continuously ongoing, if in this period the sort of fluxes happening still has the same power to break a context and to create a sort of pause and a new situation.
Well, I think that the flux is sustained all this time, which means that there was some kind of, or there is some kind of power to fluxes. I think each fluxes artist is different from each other. I can only speak for myself, and I hope that my work has some validity for you. And the reason is because I think of my work as the power of healing. And it is something that we have to all do together, because there's so much destruction in the world, and healing becomes very important. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Healing make you feel better.
Okay.
And so you recover.
Okay.
Yeah, recover the pain, sometimes physical.
Protezione.
So if you have an injury and you get
curativo.
Quindi ogni artista fluxus ha il suo modo di fare gli happening e non può che parlare per se stessa. Lei pensa che il suo modo di lavorare sia alla ricerca di questo prendersi cura e quasi diventare terapeutico, carezzevole, rasserenante.
Grazie. Quindi non ha cambiato il modo di concepire la performance?
You haven't changed the way, your way to conceive performance.
Well, I'm just responding to what is life, and I'm trying to survive. And while I survive, I want to give some information that I received from surviving.
Io sto semplicemente cercando di sopravvivere e voglio dare delle informazioni che ho ricevuto mentre ho cercato di sopravvivere.
You know, it just reminded me that when cows are put on this belt and they are about to be killed, you know, sort of chopped up, the cow in the front notices it, and he screams to the other cows to a warning that is happening. And maybe that's what it is I'm doing, maybe, you know, and maybe we're on the belt, I don't know. But if we are on the belt together, we will disappear together. But meanwhile, we will try to make this world a beautiful place to live together, and be happy, and be peaceful. Because so many thousands of years that we were here and we created beautiful culture and civilization, and now we're trying to destroy it. And
maybe it's going to be destroyed, I don't know, but I would like to think that meanwhile we try to heal the world.
A volte, quando, anzi, quasi sempre, quando una mucca sta per essere uccisa al macello, urla quasi a volere avvertire la propria compagna vicina di ciò che le sta capitando, in modo che si salvi. E forse non si salverà, e forse non ci salveremo. Io però penso che il nostro mondo ha saputo creare una civiltà molto bella, una civiltà complessa, e sarebbe molto... Io voglio invitare le persone a vivere con pace e a vivere con felicità, nel tentativo di non distruggere questa nostra civiltà, ma anzi nel tentativo di curarla e di guarirla.
You see, it's very interesting that I was feeling that I had all the time in the world. And now when I became 70, I thought, good, I still have all the time in the world. But gradually I started to think that every moment counts, because you don't know when you're going. And especially, not necessarily about the age, but John, my husband, passed away at the time that he was still very young. So you don't know what happens. So I would like to make the best of the moment. And I don't know why I want to make the best of it. I probably don't have to, I don't know. But that is my feeling, that I want to make the best of every moment.
All'inizio della mia vita io pensavo di avere davanti a me tutto il tempo del mondo. Adesso che ho 70 anni penso ancora di avere davanti a me tutto il tempo del mondo. Però tendo a valorizzare ogni singolo momento e voglio fare il meglio che io posso fare in ogni singolo momento. Non so perché. È anche vero che non è detto che l'età abbia a che fare con il momento della morte, dal momento che mio marito John è morto così in giovane età. Certamente io vorrei che quando ce ne andiamo, quando io me ne andrò, saprò di aver fatto, insomma, in ogni momento il meglio che potevo fare.
And you know, in old days I would say, oh, you know, that person is very beautiful and I love him or I love her, but I wouldn't tell them. Why should I? You know, and maybe I think, maybe I'll tell maybe in a year or two. That's how I was, because work was very important. I can immediately do the work, but the personal relationship was very difficult for me. But then, these days, I think, I haven't reached there yet, but I think it's not right to just not tell your feeling for a year or two. It's made it better to say, I love you. And I'm trying very hard to do that.
In tutta la mia vita è stato molto forte e anche di grande soddisfazione l'aspetto del lavoro, ma ho sempre avuto difficoltà nelle relazioni e soprattutto nello spiegare agli altri i miei sentimenti per loro. E ora io voglio saper dire i miei sentimenti agli altri, voglio saper dire ti amo, ti voglio bene nel momento in cui lo provo. Non è giusto non farlo.
And I think that the world is not a logical place. You cannot set the world with logic, but we have love, and love is the one that is going to really save us and make the world well. And so we should all just say I love you to each other.
Il mondo non è un posto logico, e quindi non possiamo trovare delle formule logiche per salvarci. Il modo migliore per salvarci è dirci reciprocamente che ci amiamo e quanto ci amiamo.